In Chicago, Thanksgiving week marks the beginning of another holiday tradition, the opening of the Christkindl Market, an open-air Christmas festival with roots in medieval Germany. Chicago has hosted the event since 1996, complete with warm mugs of a special mulled wine called Glühwein.
Commemorative Christkindl Market mugs, check. Glühwein, check. Friendship, check. Let's take our first drink here, guys.
Feeling good all of the time.
Prost.
Hear that clinking
Prost.
In the glass.
Prost.
Holiday cheer, check. Some folks enjoying the Christkindl Market there in Chicago's Daily Plaza. Now, most of the merchants come all the way from Germany to sell handmade crafts and food, giving the market an old world feel.
We're literally in the town square, and they've tried to make it look like an old German town
and sort of bring
back that small town feel, which I feel like I think we're kind of getting a sense of that, like standing and drinking wine in a small circle.
Yeah, exactly.
Amongst
right?
all of these tiny little wooden buildings.
Yeah. Well, is the glue wine this? Making you feel feeling?
I'm feeling
Sounds like they're having a lot of fun. Bea Hines runs the Glühwein stall at Chicago's Christkindl Market. And Bea, what exactly is in Glühwein?
Well, there are various recipes, but basically it is a rather robust red wine infused with spices like cinnamon, cloves, anise, orange, and some kind of a sweetener, honey or sugar. And another key with Glühwein is that even if you do buy it in a bottle or make it yourself, you never want to boil it.
Uh-huh.
You just want to make it hot.
I'm seeing one recipe here in front of me that says if you use sugar, dark muscovado is recommended. Or does it really matter?
I don't think it matters.
Okay.
I don't think it matters.
So do you know where the name comes from?
Yes. Actually, that's quite interesting. The name Glühwein comes from the German verb glühen, which means to glow. The history of Glühwein started way back when, but during the Middle Ages, the way that they heated the wine was with hot irons. So they would take an open fire. They would be sitting around an open fire, take the hot iron, shake off the excess ash, and put that iron into their cup of wine to heat it up. And, of course, that hot iron was glowing, thus the name glow wine, which really is what Glühwein means.
What a great story. Because originally when you said glowing, of course, my mind immediately went
too.
To the effect that it has on you.
I know
you
where
drink
you're
it.
Going with this, right. It makes you glow as well.
Now, when people come into the market and they see the stall there, for folks who maybe are from Germany or who have German members of their family, do they come to you and say, I never imagined that I'd see this here in the United States?
Oh, they do. They do. And they're very appreciative that we do have a Nuremberger Glühwein that we're serving. So they do recognize that. It usually puts a smile on their face. Because they usually ask us if we speak German.
And what's your answer?
Ein bisschen.
For someone like me who doesn't speak German, what does that mean?
Ein bisschen means a little.
A little, okay. Well, I'm also seeing that Glühwein, you can have it just as it is once it's mixed up, or you can have it mit Schuss, did I say that right, with a shot?
Oh, yes. A lot of the German markets will sell you a little shot of something, brandy usually, on the side. We do not do that here at the Christkindl Market, but in most places it is available.
Mm-hmm. And how do you take your Glühwein?
Without the shot.
I suppose it makes the party last longer
if you're
more sort of with it without the shot. Well, Bea Hines runs the Glühwein stall at the Chicago Christkindl Market. Bea, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.